Hey friends, it is time again for the Morning Mindset. Welcome. I'm glad you're here. Carrie Green is my name, and I'm here to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word for this day. We'll be doing that by looking at John chapter 17, verse number 25. This is a prayer that Jesus himself prayed to the Father that we're going to glean some nuggets of gold out of today. Before we do that, I want to mention today's daily sponsor, Rufus from Indie Folk Central has released a selection of Christian indie folk songs. They're available as a 90-minute video on YouTube, so you can listen absolutely free. It's also available as an album on multiple music streaming platforms. Find out how to listen to this great compilation of Christian indie folk music by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/folkmusic. You'll find that URL in the description for this episode as well. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor, promoting something like this, or sharing an episode in memory of someone, or just to support the Morning Mindset, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor to find out how to do that. Okay, today we're looking at John 17, verse number 25. Jesus is praying to the Father. So get your brain around that for a moment. God the Son is speaking to God the Father. What a privileged conversation we have the opportunity to listen in on. And he says, O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. Now, who are the these he's talking about? Well, that's his 11 disciples. And friends, what we see here is Jesus kind of opening the door to the key to knowing God. I don't know if you recognize that when you read this, but let me read it again and I'll walk you through why I describe it that way. He says, O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. So Jesus is speaking to the holy God of the universe. And he's saying a fact that if we just look around us, we can see that it's true. The world that we live in does not know him. There's so much evil that goes on, so much wrong, so much horrendous stuff. I mean, the stuff going on in the Middle East with the attacks by Hamas and the evil going on there. All of that is evidence that this world does not know our holy God. But Jesus says, I know you. I, Jesus, the Son, I know you, and these disciples who you've given me, they know that you have sent me. Now, Jesus doesn't come right out and say it this way, though he does in other places, but what he's pointing us to here, friends, is that he is the only key to knowing God. There's no other religion, no other spiritual formulation or philosophy that will enable us to truly know God. Jesus is the one who knows God. And these disciples who he called to himself, they recognized that he was the only way to God. He's the only one who could reveal the Father. And they transmitted truthfully through the Gospels, through the New Testament, the realities of understanding who Jesus is as our mediator between us and God. You see, living in a sinful world like we do, we have no hope of knowing this holy God without some sort of intervention, some sort of help. And it's the Father who sent the Son so that we could know him. Friends, just let that settle on you for a moment. Let the weight of that rest on you. The righteous Father himself took initiative to make a way for us to know him, for us to rest in the truth of who he is and to find in that truth satisfaction for our souls. That God-shaped hole inside of us can be filled through our knowledge of him, and that comes through knowing Jesus Christ. So friends, might I ask you, do you know Jesus? I'm not talking about an intellectual belief. I'm talking about a heart-level belief, the kind of intimacy you would have with your closest friend. Do you know Jesus like that? He came into the world, sent by the Father, so that you can know him. And you need to reach out to him in faith, saying, Jesus, I believe you were sent from the Father so that I can know the Father. I can truly know the God of the universe. And I ask you to be my Savior and my Lord today. Lord Jesus, I pray you would use this episode to introduce many to yourself so that you can then in turn connect them to the Father. Do that through revealing to them their sinfulness, showing them how much they need you as the Savior and forgiver of their sin, and that you would become their mighty Redeemer. And Lord God, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for filling our lives with the significance and power that comes from him. Guide us today in living in the light of that truth. Hey friends, you may not know that I have published a variety of books, Christian growth, fiction, even a children's picture book. You can find all of those at careygreen.com/books. That's C-A-R-E-Y, green like the color, .com/books.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.